Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, the BBC in strife regarding Thailand's laissez majesty laws, a diplomatic dinner at Buckingham Palace, New Zealand's Prime Minister's conversation with the Queen, Scottish King Robert the Bruce brought to life, and Prince Harry's final leg of his tour, so stay tuned.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
We have reported on laissez majesty laws in Thailand, but the BBC is now in trouble for running a profile piece about the new king, which the government isn't very happy about. The Thai government is cracking down on international organisations and Thai citizens who breach the nation's harsh defamation laws. So 10 police officers visited the BBC's Bangkok office, only to find it was closed. The BBC issued a statement saying, BBC Thai was established to bring impartial, independent and accurate news to a country where the media faces restrictions, and we are confident that this article adheres to the BBC's editorial principles. The article has now been blocked online in Thailand by royalists accusing the BBC of defaming the new king. A 25-year-old law student was also charged with laissez majesty and computer crimes this week after he posted the BBC profile piece on Facebook. However, according to the Australian Broadcasting Commission's report, this law student has been in trouble before, as he has annoyed the Thai government with his political activism in the past.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
The Queen, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, the Duchess of Cornwall and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge posed for a historic press photo at a usually secret white tie reception for 1,500 diplomats. The Queen and the Duchess of Cornwall wore white gowns designed by Angela Kelly and Bruce Oldfield. The Duchess of Cambridge wore Diana, Princess of Wales's favourite tiara, for the second time last night at the glittering diplomatic reception. She was in the same red Jenny Packham dress which she wore at the Buckingham Palace State Banquet for Chinese President Xi Jinping in October 2015. This is the fifth time Kate has worn a tiara since she married Prince William in 2011. She wore the Cartier Halo tiara on her wedding day, the Lotus Flower and the Cambridge Lover's Knot on four other occasions. The Cambridge Lover's Knot tiara was a wedding present from the Queen to Diana, Princess of Wales, in 1981. The diamond and pearl tiara, which was made by Royal Jewellers Gerards for Queen Mary in 1914, said it gave Diana headaches because it was so heavy.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key announced his shock resignation earlier this week. However, Mr. Key said in an interview with the New Zealand Herald that he made a phone call to the Queen on Thursday morning on the 8th of December. Mr. Key said this was part of both his outgoing responsibilities and privileges to ring and to say goodbye. The Queen asked Mr. Key what he was going to do after this. Mr. Key said he was going to be a backbencher for a while. According to Mr. Key, the Queen said that would be quite an adjustment for him. So he asked, "Yes, I don't suppose you take unsolicited calls from lonely backbenchers, do you?" The Queen said no. Mr. Key has welcomed many royal visitors to New Zealand, including the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince Harry, the Princess Royal, King Willem Alexander and Queen Maxima of the Netherlands, Prince Albert and Princess Charlene of Monaco, King Tupou VI of Tonga, and King Abdullah II and Queen Rania of Jordan since he became the Prime Minister in 2008. We wish to thank Mr. Key for all his updates during royal visits to New Zealand, and we wish him and his family all the very best for the future.
on Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
Ever wanted to see what Robert the Bruce looked like? The heavyset face of Scotland's hero king has re-emerged nearly after 700 years after his death in 1329, thanks to detailed virtual images which have been reconstructed from the cast of a human skull. No reliable portrait of Robert the Bruce has been made during his own lifetime, and no written records mention his appearance. Robert the Bruce waged war against his Scottish opponents and the English regime, which led to the Battle of Bannockburn in 1314. He also campaigned in Northern England and Ireland to legitimise his kingship. Dr. Martin McGregor, a senior lecturer in Scottish history at the University of Glasgow, was inspired by the discovery of King Richard III's skeleton in Leicester and wanted to recreate Robert the Bruce's face using modern technology. The University of Glasgow's historians and craniofacial experts from Liverpool's John Moores University collaborated on the project. However, they were unable to use DNA to find out the colour of Robert the Bruce's hair and eyes, as his skull had been sealed in pitch during the 19th century before it was reburied in Dunfermline Abbey. So they used a cast of his skull, which was in the Hunterian Museum in London. Dr. McGregor requested Professor Caroline Wilkinson's expertise to carry out the facial reconstruction, as she had worked on reconstructing King Richard III's face. One image shows Robert the Bruce's face as a privileged and muscular man with large, broad features. He would have had a muscular neck and stocky frame similar to modern-day super athletes today. Another shows Robert's face showing likely signs of leprosy, which disfigured his upper jaw and nose. Many historians believe Robert had leprosy, which affected his health several times during his reign and probably killed him.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Prince Harry winds up his royal visit in Barbados and Guyana after spending just over 2 weeks in the Caribbean on behalf of the Queen. However, some of the locals complained that he brought the British weather with him as it rained when he arrived in Barbados aboard the Wave Knight. The Prince met pop star Rihanna and was presented with a portrait of his grandparents, the Queen and Prince Philip. He also attended a mega concert at Kensington Oval Cricket Ground in Bridgetown to celebrate the island's 50th anniversary. Rihanna sang the national anthem in front of a crowd of about 20,000 people. Prince Harry also read a message from the Queen, who paid tribute to Barbados and its people since they achieved independence on the 30th of November 1966, which has continued to flourish and grow into a strong and confident nation. Prince Harry also showed off his inner child during a visit to Nightingale Children's Village in Blackrock. He played with some of the children, including peekaboo and some table football, blew raspberries back at one little girl and a joke tug-of-war with a three-year-old. He was also up close and personal with other babies, toddlers and preteens as he was shown around the newly opened buildings in the complex. Nightingale Children's Village houses more than 90 under-11s who are in care, including some with disabilities and special needs. Prince Harry continued the final leg of his visit to Guyana on the Queen's behalf, where he laid a wreath at the Independence Monument in Georgetown, met with members of the Guyana Defence Force, and visited Joshua House Children's Home. He also visited an organisation in Georgetown which supports young people who have been victims of human trafficking. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.